Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Yep. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you later.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
And what shall we discuss, my friend?
Actually, I would like to check some little questions from a few friends at first.
Very
well. If you don't mind, Magda wants to know whether her father is... her father's essence in some way connected by a fragmentation with Seth.
Not through fragmentation, but counterpart. Yes.
Counterpart. Okay, and Casey has some questions. Let me read for you what she wrote. She wrote, I am offering colors and imagination to dissipate a physical effectiveness of my dear friend, Lena, male feel. I feel successful already. I want my perception of her to continue in the physical and also to offer my understanding to her. Am I successful? Is she choosing to receive my colors? And also, any words of encouragement? Tell Elias I smile in his direction.
And you may offer my greetings to her also. I would validate, yes, that she is being successful. I would also express an encouragement that she reminds herself not to include any expectations. That at times when an individual genuinely wants to be helpful and is genuinely offering energy to another individual, it can be easy to slip into that expression of beginning to incorporate an expectation. And therefore, I would encourage her to merely be mindful of that, not to express that, and to allow that however the other individual receives the energy and however they configure it, to remind herself that it is to their benefit, regardless of what it seems, or regardless of how it appears. And therefore, yes, she is being successful, and the energy is being received, and it is being beneficial, but not to incorporate any expectations.
There's one other question. Casey writes, I would ask Elias about my mouth, the communication of it. But I'm learning a lot about my energy, my greatest fears, my desires, and perception. You may ask him if I'm missing a key message regarding the mouth irritation, my impressions. Opposing energies, intrusiveness, opposing outside authorities, perception of outside authorities. Two, fear of the victim belief, anger with self. Three, examining that self-worth comes from within. The little red hen. I think you will know what that means.
Yes.
Balance and cooperation. But what I really want to know is the most probable probability of my success in eliminating this physical irritation signal.
Yes. And I would express one deviation from what she has expressed, that she is not being intrusive at all. And I would also express one other aspect, that in this she is being somewhat too judgmental of herself. Okay. That some of the expressions that she has offered of her impressions as to what may be a contributor in this physical manifestation are not actually a factor. She is not expressing an entirely in the manner that she thinks, and that she is excessively being judgmental of herself. Therefore, I would offer the encouragement that she practices with the exercises of appreciating herself and acknowledging herself. That may be more useful initially.
Yeah.
The acknowledgement, and in that it matters not what she is acknowledging, but that she allows herself to stop daily, periodically, and acknowledge some success, some accomplishment, regardless of what it is. Even if the acknowledgement is that she noticed the moment that she wasn't discounting herself, that also is a success. And it is important to move the attention from all of the discountings to the other side of the scale, and to be paying more attention to the expressions of comfort and satisfaction, and therefore not overriding those and reinforcing that discounting of self. That she is being successful, and she is generating in a beneficial manner, and she is expressing time frameworks of satisfaction and comfort. It is merely a matter of reminding herself of that, rather than entirely focusing upon what she perceives as negative, or discounting, or blaming herself.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. So let's move to my main subject, which has become very current. I have wanted to talk to you about my son and my relationship with my son and my involvement in his adventures. Now, the session has been postponed two times since Friday, and a few things happened since then, which makes the whole thing even more interesting. So basically what I wanted to talk to you about is that I have been a little bit worried about his development at school, because he his grades are getting worse, and there have been many complaints from the teachers in the last few months. And also during his free time, I was frowning upon the type of guys he's been hanging out with here in the corner of town. So at some point in January, when I had certain impressions that the company he has chosen is somewhat potentially dangerous, I have asked him to not stay in contact with these guys, and I have also been following up very closely on his schoolwork, doing whatever I thought I can do to improve in both areas. Now that seemed to go well, somehow okay for at least many weeks since then, but not really perfectly. I mean, I knew that he still wanted to get back to his old friends, this peer group that he has chosen, and I wasn't sure if, as far as he has picked out new friends, whether they would not be just again the same type, and his schoolwork is still not really good, and eventually I realized I'm really pushing him myself about everything, and I have been pushing him too. And when a week ago I checked his notebooks and everything, and it seemed also very bad, and lots of notes from the teachers with complaints written in the notebooks, and I became very angry once again, which happens every once in a while, and after I had a little temper tantrum, my perception changed about everything, and I thought it's just not working that way, because whatever I try, and in whichever way I try to support and influence him, he will always find a way to do what he wants to do. And maybe I should just pay more attention to not opposing the whole situation, and see what happens then. My problem in this whole situation is that I also have my guidelines, and as a parent, I want to see my son doing fine. So I was wondering how well I was going to accomplish that. Simply letting him be, and at the same time expressing my guidelines. Now, 1 week ago, he went to stay at his mother's for a while, for a visit, and now things kind of escalated in the last few days. He was caught stealing, and then last night he didn't come home to her place, the police began searching him, and finally they found him somewhere in the city at 2:30 a.m. Drugged and with this bunch of kids that he was supposed not to hang out with, who are from the foster home here nearby. So in the middle of the night they took him there, and he must have said something like he doesn't want to go back to his father because his father will beat him up, because that's what he's been doing lately, which is totally untrue. And so yeah, it's a big mess now, the whole situation. And I was thinking that maybe because I have been telling him a few times that I know I cannot control him, I cannot really force him to do what I think he should be doing, that in the end he can always find ways to do what he wants to be doing. But if things are continuing in a certain direction, that it's cool, everything stays bad or gets worse as it has for about a year, and he keeps on hanging out with those guys from, well, mainly from the foster home and some others who are somewhat violent and criminal, that I am not going to watch all that happening in front of our house, and that I'm going to take him away from here. So I think what's maybe his motivation now is that because after what he did last night, he's afraid that I'm really going to take him away somewhere else. And so he might prefer to stay with his mother again, just to stay, just for the sake of staying here and being able to follow his main interest, which is being with these guys and doing dangerous things. And so he's even making up stories to achieve that. And I think that's really a terrible thing. Really, I mean, that is really I have no words for his the way he's doing that, and now suddenly I'm the bad guy. Whereas I've always been, so far, I've been the good guy. What I think is that his main motivation in everything is, he's not interested in schoolwork. I know that. He's never been. He's a very lively, nice, charming, active guy. He just wants to have his fun, and what he's always felt a strong attraction for is danger and adventure. So I think that is his main interest. He's now turned 14. That's also the perfect age to take that to extremes, and currently he might do a lot of things just to experience that. And I don't know where I'm going with my long talk, but maybe I'll just let you think about it.
Very well. Now I will pose questions to you. The first question is there an adequate communication between yourself and his mother in your perception?
There has been hardly any communication for a long time because he has hardly been visiting her since he came to stay with me almost 2 years ago. So she wasn't very involved. She wasn't involved much in anything. It's only now that these things have happened. We have been talking a lot during the last few days. And before that, during the last few weeks, I had already told her about what's going on in my perception, and I've been trying to share my concerns and impressions. Is it adequate? It certainly hasn't been for a long time. Very recently, I would say, for my part, I did my best.
But in your perception, would you express that the two of you can communicate with each other in relation to the subject of your son, or would you express that that is very difficult and that there is opposition and that you do not actually communicate well in relation to this subject?
Well, as I said already, in the past, it was terrible. It was terribly oppositional. And you know the story.
Yes, I am aware. And now?
And now, lately, it has become much better.
Now,
if I'm wrong,
if it is, in your terms, much better, would your assessment presently be that you could talk to her and share with her, and would it be possible for the two of you to cooperate together in relation to this subject or not?
I see a possibility, but I also see the danger, and that is maybe why you are emphasizing this point, because what I can also see is that because she feels I have taken Lucas away from her, just the way I have felt in the past that she has taken him away from me, that now is the time where things turn around again, and she sees her chance to take him back to her, so she's happy that he might want to come to live with her again, and I may feel cheated that she is making use of the circumstances. You know, this old game, I think it is the custody game that millions or maybe hundreds of millions of people in the world are playing.
Very well. This is adequate enough. Now, in this time framework, the situation objectively is that you incorporate the custody presently, correct?
Correct.
Very well. Now, the next question that I would pose to you, and I would suggest to you that you consider it before you immediately answer. But the question that I pose to you is, what do you genuinely want in relation to your son. Let me also qualify in that question. You can include in your response what your ideal is, even if that is not what seems presently realistic, but you can include that.
Okay. What I would like, and that goes also in the direction of my ideal, to let him do whatever he wants to do, to express himself in whichever way is the most pleasing and beneficial for him, and not feeling the need, the expectation of myself to follow up on him, or expecting him to be different or better.
Very well. And in this, do you want that ideal to be expressed with you in your home? And do you want to participate with him or not?
Maybe not necessarily.
This is an important question for, dependent upon your response to this question, determines...
Let me think for another second.
Very well, but it determines very different directions.
Yeah.
Neither of which is bad or wrong, but they are very different.
Good question, Elias. Until very recently, I would have said yes with him here at my place. But the direction in which he is growing, I don't know if I want to experience that and all the consequences.
Very well. Before you respond to that question, let me offer you a glimpse of the differences of the directions. You can engage either direction, or it is merely a choice. But if you choose not to engage him and not to incorporate him within your home, that poses a situation of a direction of considering other physical locations that he would be, and which environments would be the most comfortable for you to engage him with, or what location would be the most satisfying to you to engage him with. The other direction...
I'm sorry, I don't get it. If he's not staying with me, a factor is in which environment I would engage him?
And where you will place him. That would be the first aspect of that particular direction. Choosing to not involve yourselves together in your home, the first consideration...
Do I have the ability to place him anywhere?
Realistically, yes. In your reality, realistically, presently, yes.
Okay, because I have the custody.
Correct.
And they will listen to me.
Correct.
Or they have no reason to not listen to me.
Correct.
When they check me.
Now, if you choose the other direction, there are somewhat of different considerations that would be involved. Now, let me qualify, first of all. The aspect of where you would place him also involves many of the expressions that I will be designating to you if you were to choose the other direction and to continue with him in your home. But the placement would be the first expression of that direction. Now, if you chose to remain with him in your home, to honor your guidelines, but also to be recognizing of his expressions or his guidelines, and to generate somewhat of a compatible environment to, in a manner of speaking, accommodate both, that would require moving in a very different type of direction than you are accustomed to. Now, let me first of all express to you that I am understanding what you are expressing. I am also recognizing that you, in like manner to most individuals, are viewing the situation in somewhat of an either-or situation, and it is not necessarily an either-or situation. But when you do not objectively incorporate the recognition of many other choices, it seems to be an either-or situation. Now, you recognize he does not enjoy school and that he does seek out thrill.
Exactly.
And that he does seek out situations that you deem to be dangerous, which he may not necessarily perceive as dangerous, but that he may perceive as thrilling, exciting, and challenging. That he is engaging actions that other individuals do not want him to.
Yeah.
And therefore that generates a contribution of intrigue into whatever he is doing. Now, in the recognition of these factors and in recognizing for yourself that there are certain factors that are important to you, that he not place himself in danger, that he not hurt himself, that he not be generating actions that are hurtful to other individuals, but for the most part to himself, whether it be in an action of stealing, which could potentially be hurtful to him in the consequences of that, or whether it be in other dangerous situations, in your estimation, in which he could potentially be generating hurtful actions to himself or place himself in situations of being hurt physically. And another factor for you is that he engage school in the capacity that he is preparing himself for what he may view as useful in subsequent years and experience. These are not unreasonable guidelines or wants in relation to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in that, recognizing his direction and his propensity, but wanting to honor your own guidelines, that places you in the position of becoming inventive and creative to inspire what you are engaging in honoring your own guidelines and direction. Now, in that, it is a matter of considering these factors. If the individual is not interested in school or is bored with school or views no practical application for what he is learning in school, then it becomes a matter of becoming creative and inventive. What would interest him? How can you engage the subjects in a manner that will become interesting to him and that will be more engaging? Also considering the other factor, that he seeks out thrill, that he seeks out situations and actions that create that excitement and that thrill. And incorporating that in two different manners. One, in relation to the subjects with school, and the other is engaging him outside of the school environment. What other actions can you engage with him that can be equally as thrilling and exciting, but not necessarily harmful? There are many activities that individuals engage in which you term to be safe environments that are designed specifically to meet that passion of some individuals for thrill. This is a passion that is being channeled in a manner that is destructive.
I see where you're going.
Now, in this...
I'm wondering, for example, how do I incorporate thrill in math exercises? For example.
Clarify.
Because you said I should be inventive and creative to and connect his interest, his desire for thrill and excitement, also in relation to schoolwork.
Correct. Very well.
So as an example, math exercises.
Very well.
I can think of a practical example, because math is one of the biggest problems.
Very well. Mathematics. Mathematics can be incorporated in a very different manner than merely numbers. Mathematics can be applied in other types of situations, such as strategies. That mathematics can be converted into other situations that incorporate more thrilling or exciting expressions. You can incorporate mathematics into speeds and velocities rather than merely numbers. And in the incorporation of actual events, such as a plane and the speed of a plane and how fast the speed of the plane can be expressed that will still allow an individual to jump out of the plane, and how fast does the individual fall while they are jumping out of the plane, and what is the difference of that velocity when they incorporate the parachute? How does that slow their speed? These are all actions that can be translated into mathematical equations, that they can be translated into geometric equations, to algebra equations, to simple math equations, or other actions. A gun. How does the mechanics of a gun translate into mathematical equations, or the velocity of a bullet, or a car, and the different actions that a car engages, or colliding a car with an object or another car, and what are the mathematical equations that are involved in those actions. Regardless of what action you generate, you can apply mathematics to it.
And that's ties in with the activities during his free time, like parachuting.
Correct. There are... you are very correct.
Makes it interesting because he does actually have to jump out of that plane, or he did jump, and then maybe he would be curious to understand the quality is involved. And
correct. And this is another avenue that you can creatively engage. Rather than incorporating the time that he generates with these other individuals that is basically idle, and that he is generating this unfulfilled passion that he wants to express and therefore seeks out thrilling situations, or seeks out the reverse to dull his senses, and therefore it matters not whether he is expressing his passion or not. In this, it is all intertwined and interconnected. You can generate a mathematical equation and replace the mathematical symbols with objects. You can replace the number with an object, or the algebra symbol with an object, the symbol of greater than or less than can be replaced with objects. A greater than symbol can be replaced with a truck. A less than symbol can be replaced with a motorcycle. It is merely a matter of becoming creative and transforming those symbols that are mathematical and that to him are tedious and mean nothing into symbols that he does understand and that he can engage.
Okay.
That are more exciting. Now, as to time framework outside of the school environment, this is also a matter of what you are willing to engage and what you are willing to invest your time with also. In that there are many activities that can be investigated and that can be engaged that are thrilling, exciting actions that can be expressed in what you term to be safe and controlled environments. Even in
the suggestion that Katya made to me.
Jumping out of a plane is thrilling. Bungee jumping is thrilling. Horseback.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking of all the time.
Horseback riding in certain capacities can be thrilling if you are not merely engaging walking with a horse. You can generate other actions that can be quite thrilling. And in this, you are engaging an animal that is considerably larger and outweighs the human individual by a considerably extreme volume. Therefore, you are generating an interaction with an animal that expresses considerable power. Or
that's a very good idea.
Perhaps in another similar capacity, it is an accepted action for humans to be engaging riding bulls, which are also a considerably powerful, large animal, which generates considerable thrill. For this...
Can you hold on for a second, please?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm back.
Very well.
What was your last example? I didn't really get this. Riding what?
A bull.
Riding a
bull.
I'm not getting it.
As they do in Spain.
A bull, okay. Oh my God, are you serious?
I am merely offering examples of actions that you would not necessarily consider engaging, but that are actual thrilling actions.
No, totally, totally. I mean, that is, it makes a lot of sense to me.
There are also other actions. Cars. There are situations and facilities in which you can, in what you term to be a controlled environment, engage racing cars, which is also a very powerful instrument and considerable volume and weight, and in that also engages considerable speed, which is also another very thrilling action, but can be generated in a controlled and safe environment. There are many, many, many actions that you can engage that can allow an individual to express that type of passion in thrill that are not necessarily entirely dangerous, or that are not necessarily expressed in a manner that would be hurtful to the individual. But the question in this is not how much you can engage your imagination and your creativity to discover many, many different types of thrilling activities, which there are many more than I have expressed, but what are you willing to invest your time and engage with him, and how often and how consistently? You are engaging an individual that expresses a passion in thrill. Therefore, in satisfying that passion, it is a matter of what you are willing to engage.
Yeah, and that is an interesting situation. these types of activities are almost opposite of my preferences.
Correct.
So isn't that interesting?
I would express that there are many other actions that you can engage that are very popular in this present time framework of windsurfing or hang gliding or engaging some sports that are more physically engaging that you would express or define as more violent. Hockey is a very engaging sport. But if
we're thinking of American football,
that also,
that's an idea I had yesterday.
In this, that also provides a camaraderie in which, such as hockey, which is a more physically engaging sport than football.
Yeah.
Now, in that, the team develops a camaraderie in that aggression. And therefore, there is a commonality that is being shared in similar manner to what he is sharing with these other individuals.
Yeah, because that is very important to him. The suggestions that you made are excellent, and that I can see how that will satisfy his hunger for excitement and adrenaline. Most of these suggestions require me
yes.
to organize them. And when you talk about how often and consistent I would be doing that, I must acknowledge that these are things that I personally do not like. And I would always have to plan weekends, sometimes long ahead, and take him to places. And he doesn't actually want to go spend his free time with me.
Ah, but that is now, and you have not introduced these ideas since.
Okay, well, I can see that.
Therefore, that could change. But
that would be covering that other aspect, which is very important to him, what you call camaraderie.
Yes, which that can also be expressed in other thrilling actions that I mentioned, such as the racing cars.
By racing cars, do you mean real cars, the regular-sized cars?
There are avenues in which you can engage what you term to be safe, controlled environments that are not actually racing in the capacity that adults engage that sport, but that will provide that thrill, and that does also involve other individuals, and therefore provides for a different environment with that camaraderie of individuals that incorporate the similar interests. And in this, for adolescents, the cars that are involved and the speeds that are involved are not slow. They are generated in a capacity that it will be thrilling and challenging, and that there is required instruction for it would not be a situation that he would be engaging the types of vehicles that small children would engage. But these are all factors to consider, and what is most important for you to consider, that if you choose to continue with him in your home, you do incorporate avenues, but it is important for you also to evaluate what you are willing to engage and how much time you are willing to invest. Therefore, it is a matter of how important it is to you and what you will do.
Yeah.
But you do incorporate choices. It is not as black and white as you may have perceived it to be previously.
Yeah.
Now, in the other direction, I would also express that if you choose not to be continuing with him in your home, in regard to the action of placement, this factor of passion and thrill would be well served for you to consider that in the placement also, that there is some availability of that.
You mean, for example, in the event that I place him into a certain type of school?
Yes, if you were to engage a school, I would suggest that you allow yourself to research and involve one that incorporates physical activities that are very engaging.
Boarding school with lots of sports activities.
Yes, such as perhaps lacrosse or boating or competitive sailing or some other activity that is offered that involves physical expression, but also will generate that atmosphere of camaraderie.
Very interesting perspective that you gave me.
I would express, my dear friend, that at times it is merely a matter of expanding your imagination, but doing so with consideration of the subject matter. And the subject matter is the natural expression or interest of the individuals involved.
But I am one of the individuals involved.
Yes, you are correct. And I would express that this is the reason that I suggest that you consider all of these options and genuinely consider what is acceptable and comfortable and there is a willingness to engage from you.
Right.
For these are all avenues that he would not be engaging alone himself.
Definitely not. That is a challenge. Because I don't want to put him someplace else where I see him very seldom. On the other hand, I find it hard to spend so much of my time in places and involved with activities that I personally don't appreciate very much.
I am understanding, and perhaps you can also consider combinations of actions that if he is involved in one direction that does not require you to be physically present continuously.
Right, that's what I thought of.
And that you can combine that with some activities that you would be present for, even if you are not physically engaging them yourself. But it is information for consideration.
Yep.
Much to ponder, my friend.
Yeah, I realize that. This is very interesting. And partially, your ideas go in directions that I was going to myself already, and partially it is making it much clearer, because I was thinking also of other things that I can understand now are perhaps not as effective.
Yes.
So thank you very much. Our time is over.
You are very welcome, my friend. And I shall be tremendously encouraging of you. You and Care Brain, much to ponder and consider, and some interesting choices to engage. Very well. I shall be offering my energy to you in tremendous support and in great encouragement. To you, my friend, until our next meeting, as always, in tremendous affection and great lovingness. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Lovingness. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Lovingness. Au revoir.